Time now for tonight's post-game coaches show, brought to you by Ashton Lord of the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton Lord is a 1992 Davidson College graduate who can manage all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. Call Ashton at 704-696-2424. Coach Bob McKillop joins me at courtside. And, Coach, I thought the effort on the part of the Wildcats tonight from start to finish was pretty doggone exceptional.
John, I was so pleased with our defensive connectivity. We were a team of defenders out there, and I was just so pleased. It's what we work on every day. And I see across the court there Will Tony, who made some decisions as we approached this game in terms of the way we were going to defend, and he deserves a lot of credit for getting our guys ready to be in the right spots at the right times, because they were consistently throughout the night.
One of the things that we talked about in the pregame show was getting back in transition against their offense, and I thought your fellas beat them down the court five or six times tonight.
I thought John really saw the open court very well. John Goodmanson and made some great passes. A double-double tonight for John with 12 points and 10 rebounds. And I thought this is the first time where Kellen really exploded to the basket and showed his finishing power. We've always felt he's a great cutter and a great finisher. And in those first two games, he had shot the three ball so well, he started to fall in love with that three ball, John. And tonight, after much talk this last couple of days, he decided he was going to make those cuts and drive to the basket. And sure enough, it was really good.
You got an awful lot of really high percentage shots inside the paint, didn't you?
We certainly did. And that's great cutting. Rusty Regal. He just cut and cut and cut. And, you know, he made two pivotal plays, I think, in the second half. He got that offensive rebound put back, and then he buried the three at the top of the key. Those got us over the hump. Those were two very pivotal plays by him.
Again, Goodmanson, you've already mentioned, but I think you see a line of 10 assists and one turnover. That's pretty – you'll take that.
I'll take that with the four steals too, John. John Davis is a very, very good player. And, you know, he got 5 points tonight and had seven turnovers. And I'd like to think that John Axel was a key factor in that.
You like the way Grady bounced back from the
– Oh, for a freshman to bounce back like that. And what was equally impressive was his defense on the ball. I mean, He was in the right place at the right time, and it's been a transition for him, and I really believe he picked it up.
This is the basketball season is such a long season with so many ebbs and flows to it. From what you've seen from your team in five games, how do you feel?
You know, you really like to have a couple of moments back, and we're 3-2. I really wish we, at this point, were 4-1 with the one loss being in Nevada. So, but credit App State, they knocked us on our heels, and that was one of those games that you know, as you go through the season, you're going to reflect back upon it and say, boy, that was a real killer of a game, and we had too many of them last year. Let's hope that that's the only one this year.
Peyton Aldridge. You got him the kind of shots tonight, I would think, that you'd like to see him take.
And give Charlotte credit. I thought Hudson Price did a great job defensively, and yet Peyton still finished with 25 points. He didn't make his threes, and as a team, we didn't make our threes. And yet for us not to make our threes and still put 85 points on the board and shoot 51 from the floor, I think, again, that's a very, very telling statistic.
I thought your rebounding tonight, 37 overall, 11 on the offensive glass, was really good.
That meets our goal, John. You know, we always want to be plus 6 on the rebounding edge, and we were plus 7 tonight, and plus we had an 11-8 edge on the offensive glass. So we've met our objective there in the rebounding department.
And you had 6 fewer turnovers in the game than Charlotte.
And certainly the 22-11 assist turnover ratio fits in very well with our ranking in the country right now. I think we're top 20 in assist turnover ratio.
When you look at things like the rebounds, the offensive glass, and the fewer turnovers on the other side, you can see why you put 12 more shots up than they did.
I really believe that some of those shots were great shots that just didn't go down. Kellen ran one down here in the corner. Peyton ran a couple down. Keyshawn got a clutch one. Of course, I mentioned the one Rusty got. So a variety of guys put their fingers on offensive rebounds and kept possession alive for us.
You had a couple of sequences tonight, Coach. I call them sequences that can demoralize the opponent, where you got 3 or 4 shots at the basket. The ball gets batted out. It goes from one player to another, and you get three or four shots at it and ended up making it.
Well, you know, with the size that we have, starting Oscar and Peyton, we're not very overwhelming, nor are we very athletic. But there was great fight tonight. And I believe that Will McGarity and I believe that Dushan gave us very valuable minutes. I thought there was one sequence tonight where Will McGarity was as good as he's ever been defensively. When he played the ball screen, he blocked the shot, he got the rebound. So we saw some very good things tonight from a lot of guys.
Overall, Coach, give us a headline for the game.
Davidson came back from the dead after this weekend and showed some energy and some inspiration and some life and made everyone proud of their performance tonight.
Very good win, Coach. Congratulations.
Thank you, John.
Coach Bob McKillop talking about the game tonight. Davidson's 85-70 win over the Charlotte 49ers, and the Hornets Nest Trophy goes back to Davidson again.